Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Tom. Good morning. We're going to get started this morning on time. Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning. Lord, we just thank you for, first of all, your love for us, God. I thank you that you cared enough to just come to us, God, and make a way when there was no way, God. And Lord, I just ask that we just take all the distractions, God, anything that we've gone through this week, even this morning, God, whether we had arguments, whether it was a perfect morning, whether we watched TV, whether we fill in the blank, God, whatever it was, I pray that you'll help us just to lay it down, God. That we'll set ourselves apart and that we'll focus on you, Lord, this morning. I know that for me, I come here for encouragement, and I come here to be challenged. And I know that you live in me and you live with me. But there's something about coming together as a body, as a fellowship of believers, God, and seeking you that I come to be changed. So, Lord, just calm our hearts. I thank you that no matter what we're going through, God, that we are always just literally a thought, a prayer, a moment from acknowledging your presence with us and in us. So Lord, just we welcome you here. Holy Spirit, we just ask you to come in power. Minister to each and every one of our hearts and do only what you can do, and that is change us. There's no place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. Here in your love, here in your love. No place I'd rather be. Because sometimes I don't feel like this is where the only place I'd rather be. I don't feel like I'm asking to set a fire in my soul that I'm really going to follow through with that. And so I do struggle with the words of these songs. They're not just words. They're supposed to be the attitude and the intention of my heart. And so when I sing them, I do get emotionally involved because I am spirit. And my spirit longs for this. And so I look around in my everyday life, and there's not peace on any front. there's not peace on any front. I guess that's the best way to sum it up. I don't look and just take a breath and just say, man, this is good. It just seems like there's always a battle, always something to fight. And this song came on through Pandora for me, and I just broke down and cried. There were no songs preceding it. There was no worship. There was no prayer even. It was just a moment where I stopped and he started. Because his presence can change. Maybe not everything in my life, but it can change me. And I was reading because... sorry if this is heavy. I'm a worshiper. My heart breaks for anything that's not of him. In my life, in others' life, in the community, in the nation, in the world. And I was just thinking about the battle. God wanted to challenge me first. I shouldn't even be able to say these things because I struggle every day in keeping eternal things eternal and in keeping temporal things temporal. A lot of times temporal is so distracting and so overwhelming at times that I just chuck eternity right out the door. And that's the last thing I want to do. I feel like Paul, and everything I do want to do, I don't. And everything I don't want to do, I do. And it's just this vicious cycle. And it's the struggle with humanity and spirit and feeding my flesh versus feeding the spirit. And man, what a battle. I come in every Sunday tired. And I felt this challenge from the Lord this week. And I asked Pastor Darren if I could speak a little bit about it. So this worship this morning, I know it's slow, and it's hard to do anything else with a keyboard with strings like this. I mean, just... But truthfully, we need more. Not just of him. The world needs more of him. Not just the church, but it starts with the church. If the church doesn't acknowledge Jesus, the world will never sing his name. And so I was asking the Lord, and again, I'm sorry, I asked Pastor Darren if I could speak, and he said I could. So worship this morning is going to be more of a journey. And I always like to sing about the greatness and the magnitude of God, because in that, everything else gets small. Silent. It sort of takes its rightful place way under Jesus. Way under Jesus. And yet this morning is going to be about me. It's going to be about us. Because I believe I just lost my mind. I just lost it. My battery died.
Keep going. We don't care.
Again, everything's a battle. Yes. But I believe that Jesus. Nice. Wants more for us. And so this morning, I do want to turn our affections toward the Lord, but I want the mirror to be on us. Because if we don't recognize or admit where we're at, we're never going to move forward. Our pride is sick and disgusting, and it will never, ever let us come to grips with ourselves. So all we do is we spend every day hiding ourselves because we don't want anyone to see the true us. We want to come on Sunday morning and pretend that everything's just fine, even though the last 6 days have been a wreck and a mess. And today is actually going to be a mess by the time I walk out the door. But today, everything's just fine right here. Hey, look. I'm going to worship, and I'm going to... And it's not that. And we do serve a God that can change those things. But sometimes he doesn't want to. He wants to change me in the midst of it. And I think that's what he wants us to do this morning. He wants us to look in the mirror and not like a man that walks away and forgets what he looks like, but says, I'm going to do something different. And so right now, I want you just to close your eyes if you want or not. I want you to forget about the person next to you. I want you to picture standing in front of a burning bush. Because right now, you can have that experience. God is in this place. Not only is he in this place, but he is in us, and he's with us at all times. And we just tend to not acknowledge that. And we try to do it on our own. It's just humanity. It's reality. But I want you to take your spiritual man and just take his shoes off. And say, God, I'm a murderer. And I'm an adulterer, and I'm a liar, and I'm a thief, and a crook, and I'm a mess. And my righteousness is filthy. But you want to set some people free through me. And I am not worthy, but I want to accept that call. Because every day I work with people, and I walk with people that need you. And I might be the very reason that they don't know you. Because they see me and I'm not a good example. And sometimes I won't ever be, and I'm going to strive to be. But God, I do want to personally say, Lord, do what it takes. I'm going to surrender my pride, surrender this false living up like everything's okay. And I'm just going to accept the fact that I'm a mess and the only hope for me is for you. So just take off your shoes. And I want you to journey with me this morning to the heartbeat of God and its righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Its freedom and hope when there was none. I was reading about the house of God because there's nothing special about coming in here. You know, I do love the Middle Eastern culture, and I do mean Islam, but when they walk into their mosque, they take their shoes off because to them that place is holy. They wash themselves because to them that place is holy. Now, I know that there's nothing special about a space, but Jesus did say, the word does say that we are the temple. And so there's nothing special about taking off your shoes or even washing your hands, although I do wish we would have that kind of reverence for the God. It's a beautiful thing. It really is. It can become just as religious as anything else, but I was reading about the house of the Lord. And in Ecclesiastes, I found a verse that I wasn't familiar with, and it says, guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that what they do is wrong. The New Living Translation actually says, as you enter the house of God, keep your ears ears open and your mouth shut. It's evil to make mindless offerings to God. And I thought about that because, to me, worship is that. Worship is offering myself to God. It's what I'm saying to truly line up with my heart. And it doesn't always mean that. And I'm not always in the right spot to say those things. But it doesn't change the fact that my spirit man says, this is what I long for. I want that to supersede everything else. And so I don't take it lightly what I say. And I don't always mean it either. I'm a failure at that. But this morning, I want more than clocking into church and then clocking out when I leave and moving on with my week. I need more than that. I need Jesus to come in. He says, you don't hear me because you don't belong to me. And that's not me. I want to hear him. I want to know him. I want to feel his heartbeat. There's a song that Kerry Job wrote that talks about being so close that you can hear his heart. And every time I sing that part, I can tie it down to my son Josh. There was one moment, and I will never, ever forget that moment. Where he was sitting on my lap on my couch and he said, "Dad, I can hear your heart." And I think our Father wants us to sit on his lap sometimes and just say, "Dad, I can hear your heart." But not just for hearing to hear, because we deceive ourselves, but to do. And to do it so consistently that we discern good from evil. That's what the Bible says. It says that the meat of the word, not just the milk, the meat of the word is for those who through constant use have learned to discern good from evil. Constant use. I fail at that too. But I strive. I don't give up. I don't quit. And so as you sing these songs, this one and even the next one, there's some songs that, truthfully, I know my heart doesn't long for that. Not every day, not all day. But I want it to. And Lord, I pray you give me that place that I do. If you sing it with me again, just one more time through.
There's no place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be.
Jesus, the Son of God, had to be full of the Holy Spirit and led by the Holy Spirit. How much more me? I've tasted and seen the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my chain is up. Myself and nobody else has to know. Me and God are dealing with this. That's not the point. The point is we are here to bear your burden with you, to lift you up and to pray with you, and to be so intentional that you never have to worry if we're talking about you behind your back. Because we want you to succeed in this race that none of us win, but we will strive for that perfection. And so if you want to come forward for prayer, there will be people that will meet with you. If you want to just sit there and reflect, trust me, I do a lot of that. There's no point in it if you don't let it change. But the first step is admitting. I'm tired of telling you you have me, when I know you really don't. I'm tired of telling you to follow, when I know I really won't. I'd rather stand here speechless,